Hello, good evening. Hello. Yes, good evening, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How you doing today, sir?
Okay.
Glad to hear that. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I guess so. What is this from? Who are you from?
From Opinion Research.
But the union asked y'all to do this, or what happened?
Yes, this is our... Oh, yes, sir. This is on behalf of our client, the International Union.
Okay.
Yes, sir. This is just a few questions. And the first one is, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 40.
About 40. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Bricklayer, cement mason, factory bricklayer?
Refactory right now. I started out just masonry.
I'm going to
do refactory now. Yeah.
Perfect, sir. And how about this one? On the last job that you work on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
I guess you call foreman or supervisor, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
Great. And approximately how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any, sir?
Not that I wanted to work, but I was probably off 2 or 3 weeks. But like I said, I didn't want to work, or I probably would have been.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
I've never worked for non-union.
Okay. And how about this one? Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Great. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
In mine, I think there's more, but, you know, I don't think the Bricklayers Union gets them, so, you know, in my community. So. But I think there's more stuff out there, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
Last year, I would guess about the same. I don't.
About the same. Okay, perfect. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, it's not near enough. We always need more people, more skilled people.
Okay, perfect. And how about this one? Thinking up, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes, we've had some, but not all of them.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a steward on the job by the union?
Yeah, years ago, before I started supervision, yeah.
Okay, perfect, sir. And how about this one? Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or you do not know?
Privately.
Perfect, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
I think it's going to get worse. I think it'll be more unemployment.
Okay. Great, sir. And now looking at your family economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It'll probably get worse.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you don't have no safety concern?
Oh, yeah. There's two or three of them there. The falls and then the people, you know. Unsafe people probably be right there, either one of them.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Let me see the next one. And this one is yes or no. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes, in person, yes, online, or no?
No, I've been out of town for the last, I don't know how long. I've missed all of them.
Okay, perfect, sir. And for each of the followings, please tell me yes or no if you have participated in the activities in the past 12 months. And the first one is political canvassing.
Just local.
Okay, and how about union organizing?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I've helped get people into the union just personally, but I haven't gone out and organized.
Okay, perfect, sir. And the last one, picketing.
What is it?
Picketing?
Oh, picketing, yeah. I haven't, since I was young. It's been back in the 80s, the last time I've seen a picket line.
Okay, so we can say no in the past 12 months, right?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, great, sir, great. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Just occasionally. I think we've had a couple of stewards out of town. A couple of BAs. So, yeah, just occasionally.
Okay, perfect, sir. And how about this one? Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are the most likely to get your news from and the one you are the least likely to get your news from. And please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. And the first one that I have for you is print or online newspaper.
Probably 3.
A 3, okay. And how about radio?
1.
Okay, and how about the internet or social media?
5.
A 5. And how about local TV news programming?
Probably 4. I'll watch it occasionally.
Okay. And how about from friends and neighbors?
Maybe 3.
A 3. Okay, perfect. And how about the last one is cable news?
I don't know. Maybe 4. Every once in a while I watch it.
Okay. Great. Let me see the next one. Okay. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, jobs, and the economy, foreign policy, healthcare, support for labor unions, education, immigration, or something else?
Well, immigration or foreign policy. They're both number one for me.
Okay.
I'm worried about both of them. So.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and put that. And the next one is, as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, hear, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, you heard a lot about it. Yes, you heard some about it. Or yes, you heard a little bit about it.
No, I've never heard about it. No.
Never. Okay, perfect. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important at all? That
yeah, very important, yeah. You there? Hello? Hello? I lost you.